And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, as most of you know, I just have to preach a classic every once in a while. Just something I have to do. So today would be that day. I want to talk to you about the connection that Abraham had with God. It was to such a degree that Abraham was called a friend of God. So what's so amazing about this, of course, is that Abraham was closer to God than you and I may be able to comprehend. And yet he did the whole thing, let me just say this, because I said it before, without having a Bible. Don't get mad at me. Abraham didn't have the Bible yet, okay? So what is it that he had with God? What enabled him to be so close? We know he had faith, but the key component is understanding how that faith was used. That faith was used when God would talk to him and he would talk to God. And we call that prayer. What? Now, before we get super religious, I want to point out that while we most generally understand prayer as talking to God, that does not seem to be the real issue regarding prayer. The struggle regarding prayer appears to be the discipline of prayer, the process of prayer, the rules and the regulations we've stuck alongside prayer. Today's show aims to move us away from rules and regulations and just into a deeper relationship. So finally, there's another part of prayer that's exceedingly important. Jesus said, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Answered prayer brings joy in our hearts. Just think what just happened with Rosalind just now. Answered prayer brings joy to her heart. It just makes us happy. It helps us understand that we're connected to God and that he hears us, what we have to say and what we respond to. Of course, unless it's a prayer the size of the Red Sea splitting open, we don't seem to make much of a proclamation about it, which is definitely a fault on our side. But there's something else that takes place in prayer that moves beyond moments of joy. Prayers that are lifted to God and prayers that are answered by God do something more impactful in the universe. That's what we're going to discuss today. Our answered prayers affect the universe around us.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Maybe too many. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, okay? Roger again texted me. Very cool little sign, Roger. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or, there's a big or there. It's not something for a boat. It's or. You can call us 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D. You ready for this one?
Let's hear it, Dave.
is like finding a fat-free, sugar-free dessert that tastes good.
That's a rarity, and that's a great thing, guys.
Such a rarity. You know, that. Let me tell you, I can tell you, that people, don't start sending me stuff, people. I have done plenty of exploration work. Everybody has a different palate. It's just harder to find than one would like to acknowledge. That's okay. It's okay. It's all right. But talking to D is like finding it. That's how good that is. Here's the bottom line. Maybe you've got a prayer request or a praise report, okay? Now, on our show, we give that chance for people to engage. So Deb is Aunt Deb's Texas. Eric, Roger again, Joy is Texas. Every time you text, it blesses me. It blesses the show. When you call and you're a new caller, that blesses – I think that blesses Dynamite D even more than – I mean, he prays for that every day. If you want to be a new caller, do that. If you want to talk about, you know, a question in the Bible, we can cover that. If you want to talk about something we taught on, we can cover that. If you want to, you have a prayer request, we love to cover that because we love to see the Lord turn it around and make it a what? A praise report. So prayer requests become praise reports. You see, they kind of work hand in hand together. And so we do all these things. Plus, we also do Bible trivia, which we didn't do the last segment because we were running a little behind. Here's your first trivia question. When Jesus gave the summation of the law in Matthew 22, he gave the summation of the law. What did Jesus say is the first and greatest commandment of the law? The first and greatest commandment. And no, the second one is not equal. It's similar, but not equal. See, first is first, second is second. A one is a one, and a two is a two. Okay? Okay, we'll just leave that there. I won't go political on you. Call us at 972-445-0770. That's what you can do. You can also text us 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA because we didn't get to do that before. Let's do that. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Okay, here's a good one. Every day you breathe, that's a day you spend with God. Okay. You spend time with God.
A necessity.
Yeah. Just every day that you breathe, you just same thing. If you don't breathe that day, okay, you get a pass. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, never, ever be ashamed of Jesus or his words. You think, well, what are his words? Aren't those just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Aren't they just the red? It's like, no, those are the direct words of Jesus, and we're blessed to have that. But Jesus is the word of God, John 1:1, and everything between Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is the words of Jesus, who is called the word of God, which is why that's called the word of God. There you go. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, OPM. OPM, other people matter. Okay? And what's important about that is as soon as you get into other people, carrying their burdens, loving on them, being a part of them, when a victory comes along like Rosalind's or anything else, that's not the only way. We have tons of people. Answered prayer, graces, mercies, kindnesses. We all share in that. And it's like a flood of grace. It's like, yay. Right? That's why you want to have DNA functioning in your system all the time. Okay, what did Jesus say is the greatest commandment of the law, according to Matthew 22, in the summation of the law? So we're not talking about the John 13 part, we're talking about Matthew 22, when he gave the summation of the law. Which one did he say was first? If you think you know the answer, you can give us a holler, 972-445-0770. You also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I love this, and I don't know how it's going to go, but we're just going to do our best, okay? That's all we can do. You won't really need your Bible for a little bit, but you're going to need it if you want to use it. But let me just tell you this right now. Jonah. Jonah, yeah? What about him, Dave? Okay. I'm going to read you a passage, and I want you to catch something that is absolutely amazing. First of all, the story of Jonah is not a fairy tale, like some commentators have said, who are in the news media. They would be ridiculously wrong, because Jesus quoted Jonah. So if you want authenticity, how about your Lord and Savior making acknowledgement? That would be good. And then number two, it's the historical evidence. So you can just go all the way down the road. Here's what Jonah and the story isn't. He didn't live inside a fish, and I mentioned this before, and had a rocking chair and had a fire and pictures above the fireplace and a little table and was just kind of hanging out. That is not what happened. As you know the story, Jonah ran from God. God said, go do this. Jonah said, I certainly will not. And then he ran. He's like, okay. Like, it's like hilarious because, you know, you can't outrun God. But it is funny, you know, because it's like, you know, I do a sermon called God Has a Better Pair of Sneakers. Anyway, the point is he tried. That didn't work out. He's on the boat. As you guys know, I'm not going to go all the way down the road with it, but he's on the boat. They throw him off the boat. Right? That's the answer. You already know the story. And then the large fish, not necessarily a whale, the large fish swallows him. Right? Now, I'm going to just pick it up from Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. Okay? Just listen. Ready? Then, see that word? Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. Okay. Now, you have the ESV. What does it say in the ESV?
The ESV says, then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You can't see people are like, there's nothing there. Here's what is there. Ready? You see that word then? See that? See, these are the things that get by us all the time. Then. Well, wait a minute. Jonah didn't pray when the fish was swallowing him? So, you've got one leg in the fish. The other leg is going in. You're at about chest level as your head is about to disappear into the digestive tract of this enormous fish. And you're not praying. No, sirree, Bob. No, no. What do you mean no? I'm going to wait till I'm all the way in and digested. Then I'm going to wait some more because seaweed has to wrap my head. That's a description of what he was going through. And then I'm going to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't it be brilliant if you and I would not be Jonah and wait until our legs are in the fish and the fish is in the process of digesting us and then we've all been digested fully? And then we pray? So after realizing that things went from bad to worse, he starts to pray. Here's an idea. I've mentioned it before. How about if we pray first and not last? How about if we pray before we get fully swallowed? How about if we pray, even if there's only 1 foot in the fish? Maybe that's the time to pray. People are like, well, it had to happen instantaneous. It is exactly not how it happened. It did not exactly happen instantaneous. This is not the story of Jonah as Disney tells it. This is how the Bible tells it. But what do we often do instead of praying first? We pray, ready? We pray, ready? Last, after we've done what? Exhausted every possible unit to figure it out. And we'll even do a very placating prayer that says to the Lord, well, I love you, Lord. I'm entrusting this into your hands. I'll leave it there. I pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then right after that prayer, we do everything in our power. And why do we do all that? You want to have the answer? You're not going to like it. You want to have the answer? We're nuts. That's why. We're just not that smart. Okay? I mean, that's the truth. We're not that smart. Okay, what did Jesus say was the greatest commandment of the law when he gave the summation in Matthew 22? His answer was, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, or with all your heart, mind, and soul. Or you get the idea. Love God first and foremost. Everything flows out of that. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. What the whole teaching has to do with is the dissatisfaction that people have who are worldly when the divine is involved. I want you to hear that line. That's the big line. That's the big connector between all of this. The worldly are never satisfied if divinity is involved. So the example Jesus says is, you know, we played the flute for you, right? And the flute, you know, woo, the flute, yay, happy sounds, right? And the people are like, no. And it's like, okay, well, we sang a dirge for you, right? What'd you sing at a funeral, right? And the people were like, no. And then John the Baptist, he says, comes. And John the Baptist is as straight as you can get. We would call him, a massive teetotaler might be fair enough to say. And he says, he's not eating bread. He's not drinking any wine. And you people, the way you respond, you go, hey, he's got a demon. And then Jesus, he says, I come, Son of Man comes. I'm eating and drinking. And then what do the people do? They extreme it out and they say, he's a glutton because he's eating, not eating more than he should, just eating. And he's a drunkard because he had wine. You see, this is the thing. The thing is that the world and the worldly are never satisfied. That's why I said that connection to the song. And don't get mad at me that I used a Rolling Stones song. It's not my fault. They wrote a song called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is the Lord trying to reach people at different levels, and people keep going, no, 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 no. And it's nonstop. And there's just no satisfying them. And even the one thing that I would say, and I've said this before in the beginning of this broadcast, and I don't really care about your political affiliations, but when people get going in a certain direction, you can't move them one way or another. And when the media was all over Donald Trump, it's fair to say that had he helped cure cancer with research, they would have accused Donald Trump of putting people out of business who were in the cancer business. It's just like that's exactly what they would have done. Everybody knows that. And it's because that's how the mentality is. If somebody comes along and does something that's good and it's not appreciative to the world or they don't like it, they will rip it to shreds. You can't play the flute. You can't sing a dirge. You can't be Johnny the Baptist. And you can't be Jesus Christ because none of those things satisfy. We want exactly what we want, which, by the way, they don't even know what they want. That's the irony. It's God that's giving the opportunity for people to get the answers, and people are so inwardly confused because of Satan, they wouldn't know a good thing if it split them in the eyeballs. That's the problem.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. It's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I can tell you, some of you have heard this message before. Hear it again. That's my advice. Hear it again. Hear it again and again and again and again, because I'm hearing it as I'm sharing it and going, oh, man. I am so guilty of praying last. Now, I do the spiritual, here it is, Lord, I commit it into your hands, right? I do that one. But then I immediately seek to figure out what I can do. It's like, guilty, guilty. Okay, here's your next trivia question. How many swine died when Jesus permitted demons to possess them in Mark chapter 5? How many swine ran down the hill? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So there's just so much to teach, and so we're going to hold off a little bit on the jokes for a little bit, and we'll get to the next thingy there. But here it is in a nutshell. This is a simple trivia question, so I don't want it to be complex. How many swine died when Jesus permitted the demons to possess them? Which, by the way, Jesus had to permit. Which, remember, they said, let us go in there, and then Jesus said, go ahead. How many? According to Mark chapter 5, if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I want to jump into this right away. I know that's crazy, but, you know, somebody's calling. So no, we're not going to jump into it right away because you want to give people a chance to answer. And if I'm ever talking and you're like, oh, he's already teaching, you can call. I can start it and stop it because you can. Yeah, they're ready? Ready? Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing really good, Gary. I'm feeling really good. How are you feeling?
Well, okay, I guess.
Okay, well, that tells me to tell everybody who's listening that while you're listening to the show, I want you to be praying for Gary. Okay? You can do it, and I trust you can do it because your guys' prayers are fantastic. So do it. All right, my brother.
I pray for all of you on Sunday, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, brother, and I know it makes a difference. I mean, it's incredible. All right, here you go. I know you'll get this. How many swine died when Jesus permitted demons to possess them?
It was about 2,000.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right! Is 2,000. So I don't think PETA would have been that happy with it, but that's what happened. So, I mean, you can't change that. And then do you remember what the people said? They're like, get out. Go away. You know, it's like, you're scaring us. Get away from us. That's just amazing. Excellent job, brother. Very, very appreciated. And then if you need something specific or something really comes up, you don't hesitate to reach out to me, please. And I'll be glad to petition it right then and there as well.
Well, God bless all of you, and I will continue to pray for you.
Thank you, bro. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, I want to go right back into the message because our time is, it's just one of those shows that's already blowing through. I can't even keep up already. So here it is. I just want to give you some real quick definitions on prayer. Ready? Prayer is to ask, to request, to desire, and to commune. Did you hear those four? Ask, request, desire. People will petition this. Just listen. These four cover it. Ask, request, desire, commune. Sometimes prayer is just communing with God. It's the back and forth between you and God. You know, can you talk to God? Is it about talking to God? Any way, in any shape, in any form. Do you have to always speak? No. Even Paul acknowledged in 1 Corinthians 14, the mind prays. Okay, so in other words, inside of you there's prayer. Verbalization, there's prayer. Doesn't have to be verbalized to be heard. We have three examples in the scriptures about that. But it does have to be your heart to God's heart. It could be words. Probably should be words because it reinforces your hearing. But you can also speak it inside you unto the Lord, and he hears that. And what I do in my devotions, just so you know, as I fluctuate between the two. So sometimes I'm speaking it out loud. Sometimes I'm speaking it on the inside. I notice that when I'm getting attacked a lot mentally, that actually not speaking it out loud, but going more like in the mind thing is like it takes up more of the mind space. I'm not saying anything weird there. It's just like if I just focus on the prayer in my mind and praying it unto the Lord, I have less distraction coming into my mind. That's just for me. That is not a rule for anybody else. Here's the thing I want you to remember about prayer. Body parts, locations, and formulas. What's the Bible say? Body parts, location, and formula. Hey, the disciples did not often or always pray in the name of the Lord. We, as the benefits of the scripture, look at it and go, well, why not? Right? There's nothing wrong with that. But the idea is that God will answer prayer because he answers prayer. That's what God does. He always answers prayer who are genuine and sincere before him. But you don't have to pray with your hands pointed up. You don't have to. It's not praying to Satan if your hands are pointed down. Imagine if you ever had an accident and you were in a body cast and your hands were pointing down. You could never pray then.
It's just so dumb. Scratch all that. It means nothing. What means something? This portion I'm going to say right here. James chapter 5, verse 16 and 18. This matters, and I want you to hear it. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Why is that important for you to understand? Because most people think when they pray to God, they have to be as slick as Elijah to get an answer. And that's wrong. Did you hear what I said? That's wrong. The word righteous is dikaios, which means innocent. Not righteous as in you're just the perfect holy person. In fact, it was Elijah who ran in fear of his life, so he didn't always do everything perfect, but that's neither here nor there. Elijah was called righteous under the umbrella that he was innocent. And that's why God answered his prayers. Hey, I got a question for you. When you stand before God because of Jesus Christ, are you innocent? Well, then you're righteous and you get the same effect. You see, what people miss is the first part of the passage. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. You see that part right there? What does that mean? This is my favorite thing to say. I know people hate this, but I love it. What does that mean? That means if he went to Taco Bell and ate 36 tacos and 26 chalupas and 16 cinnamon sticks and everything, and then he had 16 Mountain Dews, he too would be in the bathroom. That's what it means. He means just like you and me. He's like us. He prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain. Didn't rain. He prayed earnestly it would rain. It rained. Because he was right before the Lord in innocence, not in perfection. And that's exactly what the blood of Jesus does for you and I. It makes us innocent before the Lord because he has taken our bad and he has poured upon us, imputed-wise, his good. So you can have power in prayer. You don't have to come before the Lord and be perfect. You kind of have to come before the Lord and be aware. I am here in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, and now I petition thee. And see, when we think of righteous, we think of somebody who's never committed any kind of sin. That's wrong. See, that's why Jesus died for us. Do you see how powerful that is? You are innocent before God. Now, if you come before God and you're innocent, if you are dikaios, if you are innocent before the Lord, now I know commentators, everybody's all over the place. I get it. I don't care. If you are innocent before God by the blood of Jesus Christ and you petition your dad, you get results. Get that? Wow. I'm innocent? Oh, good. I have things I want to. I'm going to pray now. Just saying, like, okay, there. And the only one who's remembering most of your bad is you. So, and Satan, because he's the accuser of the brethren. So stop agreeing with Satan and start agreeing with God. That would be a good way to do that. Okay? All right, that's only because I love you guys, and I love me too, and I don't want to keep doing stupid things like that. That's why. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is
beautiful. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas, I like the season, and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be, celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome, it's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I'm about 9 or 10 hours behind, but I'm doing the best I can. Here is your next trivia question. This is a really good one. Jesus healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of what? What was ailing Simon Peter's mother-in-law, which, by the way, tells you Simon Peter was married because he has a mother-in-law. Hello. Luke chapter 4 is your reference point. I'm going to say Joanne and Cordelia got it, but they did voice recognition, and that didn't work out very good. Jesus healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of what? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. Send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website and just remind you, couple of things on there. Don't forget the contest. Don't forget the speaking engagement. Don't forget the ambassador stuff. Don't forget there's apps on there. There's tons of stuff on there. There's new stuff. There's even a scan code if you want to get to the podcast sooner. So you just like use your scan code and get right to them. So I added that last night. And then that's a place also to give and invest in the kingdom of God and in this ministry. You can do it directly through the website, or you can do it using the website to give you information. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Yeah. You know, I'm really digging the Star Wars ones because I'm doing the 3D watch on the movie. And so I just think it's great.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's cool. I love it. All right, trivia question, then we're going to do history. And this next part of the teach is the coolest. Okay, well, it's not the coolest. It's one of the coolest. It's pretty much one of the coolest things. Just, you love it if you can just hang with me and hear it. But first, let's do the history, and then we'll go from there. Let's do history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right, today is Go Skateboarding Day. Not at my age, buddy. No. That's my answer to that. National Seashell Day. Noelle loves getting seashells. She does. National Peaches and Cream. You know, like you have peaches and cream.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. And then something about a giraffe day, but I'm not really sure about that one. 1967 on this day, Douglas Engelbart made one of the most brilliant moves in the universe. He patented the computer mouse.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty good idea. Right? Doesn't matter what company you're with. Like, ooh, that was
pretty
good
genius.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then 2004 on this day, the first privately funded spacecraft, Spaceship One, reaches space. So you can do it with government, without the government. People can do stuff. And then finally, 1879, Woolworths opened up in 1879. It was originally in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It became the largest department store chain in the world for its period of time, and it opened up stores all over. It had failed prior a couple of times, and then after the third attempt, it caught on.
So, keep trying.
Yeah, got to keep going. Got to keep going, right? Okay. Once on the trivia, and then we'll fire away. And wait, do you see this part's really cool? All right, Jesus healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of what? What did she have going on? Okay, so all those jokes I can make right there. I'm just going to skip that. If you think you know the answer, oh, they'd be funny. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I want to give you what I think this part right here is the biggest, coolest thing about prayer. Okay? There you go. John, that'd be the Gospel of John, chapter 14, that'd be before 15, after 13, verse 12. And then right after that, we're going to use John 15, and you'll understand why. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Stop right there. Greater is not the quality of the work Jesus did. It's the quantity. In other words, greater works, nobody's going to do anything greater than raising the dead. Okay, that's as great as it gets. What he's talking about is the amount of works. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, ready, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See that? I want everybody to see that. What's it say in the ESV? Does it say something close to that?
Yes, it does. David says, this I will do, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Okay. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, no, hold on, Dave. Just wait a minute. And then the next verse, he says, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John chapter 15, verse 7 through 8. Ready? 7 through 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Okay, so,
this is so cool.
Number one, answered prayer is bearing fruit. Be fruitful. Okay, good idea, right? It's bearing fruit. Why? By this, my Father is glorified, and you will bear much fruit. Bearing fruit is answered prayer. That is a cool thing. It's kind of a sidebar to how big this big thing is. But The reason that we ask you to share testimonies and so on and so forth is, of course, that this is something that blesses other people. But the biggest thing about answered prayer is that it glorifies God. And instead of thinking of prayer as getting your laundry list taken care of, we need to understand, or my laundry list, I don't mean to be poking it at you, I'm poking at me too. Answered prayer glorifies God, and that impacts the universe. Your answered prayer, and the fact that Jesus tells you, pray in my name, the Father will be honored. He will be glorified. That answered prayer that you do in Jesus' name that glorifies the Father is speaking to the universe about the graciousness and the goodness of God. It's blessing you, sure, but it's really acknowledging God past you. Oh. So instead of just thinking of prayer as an answer to your particular situation, you can even understand prayer as that which acknowledges God when it's answered that he is the king of the universe. I'm like, woo-hoo-hoo, wait a minute. Prayer is not just about that. No, prayer on a whole nother level. Just take it to that. You're just going up one whole tier. Just go up that whole next tier. Answered prayer brings glory to God. Okay. Let's see if I can make sure I said that right. Verse 13 on John 14, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, okay, hold on. Look at John chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. He said right after, he said, ask what you desire and it should be done for you. By this, the word by this, the phrase by this is connecting 7 and 8. In other words, answered prayer acknowledges God, which impacts the universe. It blesses you, but it testifies. Not only does it testify, but then when you share that, it testifies even more. And now you're testifying to people, and it's not just people, because remember, it's through the church that the manifold wisdom of God is declared to the universe. And so answered prayer is God's way of communicating also to the universe, the rulers and the powers and the authorities in heavenly places. Look what I did. And that's from answer. You think it's about you just getting the answer? How about everything that we do is about God getting the glory? Okay. So now, when you pray, you can go, that you may be glorified. Oh, yeah, just throw that in. Of course. Of course. That just takes prayer. You know what it does? It takes it out of your universe, and it puts it into the universe. How about that? Just let your brain just go, wait, what? Think about the reality check that when you have an answer to prayer, the Lord uses that to declare himself in the universe. He's glorified by it to people and to past people, and beyond people is what I mean. And you think, well, it doesn't say that. Yes, it does. It says it glorifies the Father. You're the one who's saying it's restricted to people, not me.
Dave, that means we can be expecting when we pray.
Well, now isn't that nice? Isn't that a wonderful thought? That we would actually believe that God would say yes to the prayers we petition. That he would actually go, let's do it. Because now it has other purpose beyond just our personal needs. Oh, wait, it's different. Oh, yeah. Lord, teach us to pray. That's what they said. All right. Jesus healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of what? She had a fever. She had a fever. Not a headache. She had a fever. It was like, fever, okay? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So we're going to bring Annika on the phone so she can answer her own trivia question. It's amazing because we had some people able to answer part of the question, the other part of the question, and one person answered both parts of the question. Actually, two people did that, so that would be Joy and Deb. So Annika, are you there with us? Hello? Is this Annika?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. We took your suggestion and we went with it.
And did you get very many responses?
We did. We get a lot of responses. What was it, like multiple in the text? Nobody was going to call in. I think they were all like, ooh, that's a big one. Ooh. But I'm going to give you the chance. So I'm going to ask you both questions and let you take the floor and answer the questions. These were the trivia question was, who was Jemima's dad? That was the first question. And then the second part of the question is, what does Jemima mean? So let's go first for the dad. Who was Jemima's dad?
Her dad was Job, and she was part of his second family after his first family was destroyed.
That is correct. And now for part two. So you're going for a two. You're going for a double. Here you go. And what did her name mean?
Okay. According to Cruden's Complete Concordance, her name means dove, but it's a word of doubtful meaning. So you tell me.
Okay. First of all, the second answer, correctamundo. So you got that correct, too. So the only part of the doubtful part is that when Noah was putting stuff out, it's like he didn't know what the animals were going to do and that kind of thing. It's more like just going to throw this out there and hope it works. So it's more along those lines. But dove is the correct answer. And it is interesting to think that Job was the father and dove was the answer and connected to, you know, Noah in a certain sense of being rest after that kind of dramatic experience and trial. Often God brings people when they've gone through something that dramatic rest. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. You guys remember in Luke chapter 4 when Jesus went into the synagogue to read and they handed him the book and he opened it up and he read from the book of what book? What book did he open up and read from? Okay. What book did he open up and read from? That is the trivia question. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Somebody is on the phone. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your little brother. Even in the rain or hot weather, he's not going away.
Okay. All right, little brother, here you go. Which book, when Jesus went into the temple, they gave him the book, he opened it up, which book did he read from?
I think it was a scroll. It wasn't a book, so it was a scroll, Isaiah.
That is correct, Amanda! And just for the wordsmith of it all, scrolls back then were books. That's what we call a book. That's how that worked.
Just so you can know. So I'm just, it's like.
Hey, I was trying to mess up with the doctor, so.
Yeah, no, it's like Bantam didn't come in and publish it, but that's how they did that. just letting you know. All right, well, brother, how are you?
Kendall wasn't there either, so
yeah.
That's all right.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, I have a question for you while you are a doctor. In John, I believe is it John 3:5-6, where Jesus said, like, surely I tell you that no one will enter into the kingdom of heaven with the
unless they are born again,
baptism and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
However, on the thief on the cross, he accepted, but I'm just playing with you. How would you describe if somebody say, hey, but thief never got baptized?
Ah, because
and Jesus told him
that,
hey, today you'll be in paradise.
You just nailed it yourself. You gave your own answer. So the thief is on the cross, and the thief says what? He says, remember me. That was his baptism in the Spirit right there. That was it, right? In other words, the Holy Spirit filled his heart, and he was like, Jesus, remember me. Man, I've done wrong. That was it. That was his spirit being touched. It's not a act that has to be physical in its location. It has to be spiritual in its application.
Okay.
That's what it is. And I know that everybody gets mad about that, and it's like, it's okay, I understand, don't get mad. But remember, it's not the removal of the dirt from the body, but the answer of a good conscience towards a living God, according to Peter.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I know what this means, but if somebody says, I was just looking for some elegant way or simplest way to explain to those
simplest
skeptical.
Way to,
so I say, I have a good friend, Dr. Spoon, so I'll ask him.
To be born again is to have your spirit come alive to God. That is what born again is.
Very good.
How's that? Is that pretty simple?
Hey, also want to give you the update. Prayer works. My sister has been feeling good. Her blood pressure is normal. I know she's taking some medication, but she is feeling much better. So thank you for prayers. And I'm also praying for the the person that came and helped your windshield.
Oh,
you know, the chip.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm praying for his wife. So, yeah, just want to throw it out there that... Hey, brother, I love you, and I'm going to keep praying for your wife and for you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, bro. Good job.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
God bless you.
God bless.
All right. Everybody, Samson. So Isaiah was the answer, the scroll.
It wasn't a book.
That's a good line. Okay. Now, there's two things I want to say because I only have, like, what, 5 minutes, 4 minutes? How did this show go? What happened?
Maybe we need 2 hours one day. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Two things to tell you. Number one, and Dynamite D said it right at the end. I just want to point this out. A lot of people pray. Your expectation level should be higher when you pray. And you think, well, why should my expectation level be higher? Well, because answered prayer glorifies God. It's not just about you in that sense. It's also about bringing honor and glory to God. So I do want to use this portion in the Mark 11. I'm just going to read it real quick, but that's not the last thing I want to talk about. So Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And when you pray, stand, pray, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. There is a lack of expectation when we ask God. When you ask God, you believe, you're supposed to also believe that you're going to receive it. You don't just pray it, let it dribble out of your mouth and go, well, I'm throwing it up against the wall, I hope it works. It's like, you got to have a faith. And I love, this is not a biblical image, but it is a great illustration. You call upon the Lord, you offer your prayer in faith. The Lord, quote unquote, remember, it's not a biblical illustration. The Lord turns to you. By the time he looks at you, do you still have the same faith you offered up the prayer with when you started? Or did your faith diminish? See, I love that. I know it's not a bit, but it's a great illustration. When you pray it, yes. And then the Lord turns to answer. Maybe that's an hour. Maybe that's a day, a week, a year, whatever. Do you still have the same faith? Because you should be, and I should be, expectant Otherwise, why are we praying? But I want to close it with this out of John 16, 23 and 24, because it's so cool. See if I can give you the illustration. I don't know if I'll be able to pull it off or not. But 16, John 16, 23, 24. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. But until now, you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Now, here's the part for you and me, where we get to do the happy dance. Answered prayer glorifies God. That's more important than anything else, period. But answered prayer also fills you with joy. Ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. So when I was younger and in a business situation, I was in a kind of a tough situation. So I'm praying, and the Lord, I'm telling you, just one of those where the Lord kind of drops it in your mind and heart. Ask you receive that your joy may be full. And so I asked, I actually quoted that and then asked of the Lord for ask that you may receive that your joy may be full. So I asked for four transactions that day, which would have been four more than I ever had. I got four transactions that day. You know how I felt? Full of joy. I had an answer to prayer just from Aunt Deb. She did something and had an answer to prayer. I can't talk about it quite yet, but I must have written an entire page on it going, I just can't believe you did that. And that was recent. Here's the thing. Answered prayer makes you do the happy dance. It glorifies God. It gets it off of you and into his hands. You can approach him any way you want. You got to be believing, though. You got to have faith. You got to be believing. And you got to keep that faith going. And when the answer comes, it's a joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Get it? Okay. Pray. It's just a good idea. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsor.